You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Restaurants are struggling to hire people. So, one Jersey Shore Grill employed a machine. It confirms that humans remain indispensable. Wired.com follows the story of Island Grill in the Jersey Shore summer and their hiring of Peanut the Robot, an autonomous machine that shuttles back and forth from the kitchen delivering food and bussing dirty dishes. It looks like a rolling bookshelf with four trays, a touchscreen, and an upward-facing infrared camera that scans markings on the ceiling in order to navigate. But the reality is that, no offense to Peanut, in the vast majority of cases, robots are still too dumb and clumsy to replace humans outright. Next, activists want to change the federal government-issued manual that helps design streets. You know, the guide that determines that a stop sign in Seattle will look the same as a stop sign in Sheboygan. The manual is about to get its first update in 11 years. Activists say it's outdated and too focused on cars rather than people on foot or two wheels. Some city officials want the freedom to make their roads friendly for things like buses, mopeds, and e-scooters, and flexibility to choose different bike lane markings or to install colorful crosswalks, choices that are not endorsed by the manual. And Wired.com delves into Silicon Valley's mayo marketing madness. How did the mayonnaise market somehow become a target for disruption? It has to do with eggs, a key ingredient in mayo and an animal product that vegans avoid. A little cafe grocery store in Los Angeles figured out how to make mayo without eggs back in the 70s. But that's not what the San Francisco-based startup Hampton Creek, today known as Eat Just, said in 2013 when they launched its first product, an eggless plant-based mayo. The press release claimed it was the world's first food product to utilize a plant protein that consistently outperforms an animal protein. Read more about the marketing of mayo on Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.